Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Thursday, October the 6th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. So let's start from where we left on Tuesday in trade. The phenomenal run with a 1200 plus point rally in the Sensex and the 390 point rally in the Nifty was really in reaction to a super smart rally in the US markets the previous day, that is Monday. That party in the US continued the following day too. And those 2 days turned out to be the best 2-day surge for the S&P 500 since April 2020. Now, when you have a sharp move like this, you cannot but wonder if this is really a turning point one has been waiting for. Well, those hopes kind of got squashed yesterday when trade opened in the US and the markets fell close to 2%, but in a dramatic turn of events, it rallied again to close just 0.2% on the S&P 500. So what do we make of this? Well, the rebound in the first 2 days of the week was because of a short squeeze, and this was visible especially in financial stocks like Goldman Sachs, etc., where there were a lot of short buildup. What is short squeeze? It is when traders have accumulated a lot of short positions because of extreme fear, and when they have to close their positions, you see a sharp move in the stock price the other way because everyone is trying to buy stocks to close the position. Plus, there were two other factors that cemented this reversal. The first one was a somewhat soft economic data. What was that? It was on the US job openings, which sank to a 14-month low. This is obviously genuinely good news because the hot labor market has been a major concern for the Fed. So every time economic data shows signs of weakness, it spurs optimism amongst investors that the Fed won't be too aggressive in raising rates. The second point that kind of boosted sentiment was the less than expected rate hike by the Australian Central Bank and bond buying by the Bank of England. Some investors were interpreting, especially the Australian Central Bank's move, as early signs of a world moving towards a more dovish stance, but clearly that has very little merit at this point, especially looking at the commentary coming from the US. Now, yesterday, the market naturally opened very weak because the previous 2 days were very strong, but it rebounded sharply. This rebound, Bloomberg reported, was because of a big options trade. Dealers in the US are still saying that for a market that is still very fearful of a recession and the Fed's resolve to tighten rates to tame inflation, the rebound of the past few days is too much too fast. While the market is kind of fickle and traders are latching on to some news or the other every day to justify the daily moves, fundamentally speaking, nothing has really changed in terms of economic data to show that the Fed will actually change its course going forward. If anything, every now and then you're only seeing a reaffirmation of the Fed's resolve to rein in rates. And yesterday too, Federal Bank of Atlanta President Rafael Bostic said he favors lifting rates to between 4% and 4.5% by the end of this year, and then keeping the tightening in place. This was pretty much on the same lines as comments made by his San Francisco counterpart, Mary Daly, some days ago. So we will definitely need to see more evidence in terms of economic data to confidently say when the Fed will stop hiking rates and at what levels they will settle. There is a possibility that markets may be bottoming out, but there is still only a slim chance of that because we still have a long way to go before inflation comes anywhere close to acceptable levels. In the meanwhile, the casualties of the rise in the rate cycle are yet to come to the fore. In the immediate term, all eyes will be on the non-farm payroll data that is due on Friday. That has to be in line with expectation or better to add heft to this narrative of a Fed pivot. Plus, a number of Fed officials are speaking at public events this week. Charles Evans, Lisa Cook, Loretto Mester, John Williams. So the market will probably be reacting to some of their comments also. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley's Michael Wilson, one of Wall Street's biggest equity bears, still sees further downside in US equities. He has predicted an eventual low of 3,000 to 3,400 points for the S&P 500 coming later this year or sometime early next year. And a framework of 10 signposts that Morgan Stanley uses to identify market inflection points now indicates a high probability for a trough to form for emerging markets and Asian stocks, signaling a compelling buy. But more on that emerging market story some other day. As for our markets, expect no fireworks today. It might turn out to be a volatile day, yes, but the market could end on a rather sober note. Have a wonderful trading day. Stay cautious, stay prudent, and log on to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Catch you tomorrow, same time.